Okay, I'm hoping. Okay. As promised, I'm going to do a video for everybody on how to use the pen tool. And I'm going to start right from the beginning, how to open a file and set up the file. So that can help folks too. Plus, I'm going to show you in the textbook where you can get a visual version of this. So if you go to the textbook, and as I said, I have a link right here in my browser to the textbook. And you click on the pen tool right here, you will see the PDF from what we did in class. And you can also, because it's working now, hit this little exercise button. And what it will do, it will bring up the wine glass as we did in class that I'm going to show you now in the video. The only thing it's missing in this exercise is we're not bringing in a photo like I did with you guys in class. So my video is going to show how you bring in a photo. So remember, both those things are there for you to help you guys out, okay? So I'm going to put this away and I'm going to go ahead and launch Illustrator. I'll take it a minute to boot up. And when it gets to here, I'm going to hit Create New. And then I'm going to leave it on letter. I could do this. See, it's looking at what I last did, but you could click Print if you want, because everything we're going to do in this class is going to be under Print. And it's still going to stay under letter. Then I'm going to come over here and I'm going to make it 2 inches. And if you want, you can actually title it here. So I could put down wine glass, okay? And then check your orientation. I'm gonna leave mine portrait so I have a little more room. And I'm gonna hit create. You could do either one. And what it's gonna do is there's my file. So the next thing I'm going to do is I'm gonna bring down ruler. So I'm going to go to view, rulers, show rulers. Now that I have my rulers, I'm going to go off on the internet and I'm going to go find a picture of a wine glass. So I'm going to go up here to Chrome. I'm going to do a Google search for wine glass. And I really like that one from Tiffany. So I'm going to hit images. And then I'm going to come grab this one from Tiffany.com. You could use whatever wine glass you want. What I would do though is, sorry guys, a lot of talking today, my throat's going. You can use any wine glass you want, just use one that's simple. Don't use any fancy ones. And I'm going to go to the website. And then some of you on PCs aren't not going to be able to do this. You have to download it a different way or take a screenshot if it's giving you a URL. But most of you are going to be able to do this. You're going to be able to click on that wine glass. Click on that wine glass. Yeah, we know it works. We did it today. Hang on a second. Let me make it a little smaller. Should be, oh, let me get rid of this. Maybe that matters. Click on this wine glass. And I should be able to drag and drop. Why is it being hard to get along with now? Oh, we did this earlier today and it worked. No, it's just moving around. Okay, if it's gonna play hard to get like that, I'll go get another wine glass. There we go. Did you see what I had to do? It had that little pop-up window, and that little pop-up window wasn't allowing me to grab it. So now I'm going to grab it and drag and drop. Beautiful. And now I can put this away so I can have more room up here. And I'm going to make my whole screen a little smaller because what I want to do is this wine glass came in really, really big, and I want to get it to fit on the artboard, which is this black line. So this is really important. This is a cool thing to learn. Get your black arrow, and we're going to hold our shift key and go to the corner of this image, And we're going to wait until we get a double-headed straight arrow. Not this one that is a curve, but a double-headed straight arrow. Then I'm going to click, hold down my mouse while I'm holding my shift key. You got to hold that shift key, because if you don't hold the shift key, it's not going to do it in proportion. Once I get it to the size I want, I let go of the mouse, then I let go of the shift key, and voila, this size will work. That looks pretty good. I'm going to put mine a little off here to the side, because I'm going to use the space over here to show you something else. Now, I need to lock it because I don't want it moving around when I'm drawing over it. So either do a Command 2 to lock it, or you can go up to Object and you could do Lock. See how it says Lock Selection? There's our keyboard. There's our keyboard command, Command 2. So now it's locked. See how it won't move? It won't do anything. Now I'm going to blow it up so we can see it. It's a beautiful glass. I'd like to have glasses like this. All right. So now what you want to make sure is you have no fill and you have a black or a red stroke. I was using a red stroke in class to make it easier to see. I also was making the stroke thicker. You guys can work with whatever works for you. So what I'm going to do is I've already got the stroke at nothing. So I'm just going to click these little arrows to flop it. Then I'm going to click once to bring that stroke forward. And I'm going to select black. No, actually, I'm going to go with red. I thought that worked pretty good. I'm going to go with red. And then I'm also going to come up here and make the stroke thicker so you guys can see it better. All right. When you guys go to do your Canon and stuff, don't change your strokes. We're going to do everything when we do the Canon practice. And that's going to come up pretty quick in the next week or two. I want you guys all to work with a single stroke. All right, now I'm going to go rip off the pen tool. So I might as well show you how to do this again for those who would like to see this again. The pen tool, make sure you get the pen tool and not the curvature tool. So the pen tool is the one on this side, right above the T for type. Click your mouse, hold it down for a second so that it brings up this group of pen tools. Then go ahead and click on that bar, and that's going to rip it off. Let me show you one more time. Click, hold down your mouse a second, scroll across till that bar turns dark, click on that bar, and it'll rip off your pen tool. So now we have our pen tool. So to do this wine glass, we want to use this pen tool right here. Matter of fact, I'm going to put it over here. We want to use the very first pen tool. Remember, the second one adds anchor points. The third one deletes anchor points. The fourth one adds handles. So if you try to draw with the add or minus, it's going to give you a error message saying you can't do it. So make sure you have that first pen tool. Now, I'm going to bring, and you don't have to do this. You don't have to do this when you do the practice. I'm going to bring over a guide because I want to show you guys something. See how this glass is symmetrical, how this half and this half are the same. Well, to get a professional looking drawing, we want those two halves to look perfectly equal. The other thing is, if I can draw half, copy, paste, and flip it and put it together, I can draw this wine glass in half the time. The only thing is, we don't want to draw the top and we don't want to draw the bottom. We don't want to draw anything that goes over this line, because I'm going to show you how we'll connect those to get it looking like a good professional drawing. So now I'm going to take that guide away and I'm going to come get my pen tool. And look, I clicked on my drawing board. And because I clicked on my drawing board, I lost my stroke. So I have to go back up and get my stroke again. It picks up whatever it is you click on. All right, now I'm going to come up here. I'm going to click and let go. And I'm going to come down to the bottom of the bowl of the wine glass. And I'm going to click and drag. And I'm going to drag it until I get as close as I can to that shape. It's not going to be perfect. We do it with more detail to get it perfect. But for what we're learning right now, this is good enough. Now, notice that my pen tool wants to keep curving. That's because it has this handle out here. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to click on the anchor point to get rid of that handle. See how it disappeared? And then I'm going to come straight down because we're going to do this very simply. And then I'm going to come over And I'm just going to click straight. I'm going to click a little bit down like that. And notice to make the base, notice my pen wants to keep drawing. There's two ways we can stop it from drawing. We can hold the command key and click on the artboard. Like I could hold the command key right now and just click on the artboard and it would stop. Or I can come up and just click on a tool like the white arrow and it'll stop drawing. So there we go. There's half of the wine glass. And if I use the black arrow, I can move it over here and I can see what I just drew. Okay. So now what I want to do, I'm going to move it over here a little bit, is I want to copy and paste this. I want to do the other half. So I'm going to go with this highlighted with the black arrow. I'm going to do Command C and Command V as in Victor. And notice it gave me another copy. Now we need to flip it. We're going to use something called the reflect tool. So if we go over here to our pen, to our toolbar, look for the thing that looks like an arrow circling around, little lines following it. It's called the rotate tool. If you click and hold that down, you can rip off a menu there, rip off a little thing there. Yeah, should work. There we go. And it's going to give me these two little symbols. This is the rotate, this is the reflect tool. So now I'm gonna make sure I take my black arrow, that's selected, and I'm gonna double click on the reflect tool. Look here at the top where it says reflect. See that right there? Now, it's defaults to vertical, and we actually want a vertical flip. You'll get used to this. It actually shows you little visuals here. So horizontal would flip it upside down on its top, and there's vertical. So what we can do, because it's already selected, we could hit this little preview button. Ah, it got unselected. Let me do it again. I don't know how I did that. Okay. Oh, it did it right away because I had preview. So you click the preview and it'll usually flip it and you can see what it's going to look like. Okay. Then you just click OK and you're good to go. You see, even I working with the software a long time, I think a lot of my problems, and this might help you guys, is I'm working on this small laptop and I have a trackpad. And sometimes my hand starts to wander to the right of the trackpad. And I think that's where sometimes it gets confused on what I'm asking it to do. And I get weird things like what just happened. Now, that said, I'm going to just take my black arrow and line that wine glass up as best as I can. There's ways we can do it more precisely, but we can save those for down the road. Once I get those two lined up, what I'm going to do is I'm going to blow up the bottom and I'm going to show you how to connect it. So I'm going to come over and get my pen tool, and then I'm going to hover over that last anchor point. Watch my pen tool. See how it has like a little asterisk? Let me blow this up as good as I can so you guys can see it. See how it has that little asterisk like? Watch what happens when I move over that anchor point. See how it turns to another shape? Once you see that other shape, go ahead and click. And what that did, it now connected this new line I'm making to that anchor point. When we're done with this wine glass, we're going to have a closed path. Okay, remember how I talked about closed paths earlier? If you, they're in that first PDF that I showed you in the textbook that I just showed you in this video. So now I'm going to go over here and I'm going to wait. I'm going to get over that anchor point. See how my pen tool changed? And I'm going to click. And notice all those little anchor points lit up and it connected the bottoms. Okay. So now we have the bottom connected. We still don't have a closed path because we need to do the top. So let me blow this up. I'm going to come over and get my white arrow, and I can do this two ways. I could either click up here and drag across both of these, and notice how now they're selected, they're blue, but nothing down here is blue. None of these anchor points down here are blue. We only want two anchor points selected and no more than two. The other way we can select it is I could click on this anchor point. See how that turned blue? Hold my shift key, come over, click on that anchor point. Now both of those are selected. Now hold the command key and hit the J key. And what that'll do is it'll automatically join those two ends. Now we have a beautiful closed path. Okay? So that's what your wine glass should look like. I'm going to show you another trick. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go Object, Unlock All, because I'm going to move this image that I locked in the background off to the side, because there is a white box around that image, and it will interfere with the next thing I'm going to do. So let's see if it'll let, there we go. So I moved it, see the box that's making it around it? So I'm gonna move it off to the side. Now, I'm gonna come back to my wine glass. Look at all the things you're learning just in one little lesson. How cool. And I'm going to lock my wine glass. So you can either go to Object, Lock, or you can do the Command 2. So now it's locked. See how it won't let me do anything? So it's frozen. And I'm gonna come get the pen tool, and before I get the pen tool, I'm gonna change my stroke color to black. Or I don't know, what color wine should we have? Let's have a Chardonnay. I don't think I've drank a glass of wine in years, but let's go ahead and get like a little yellowish color. Probably not the best Chardonnay. I don't think it's supposed to be that dark, is it? Yeah, we'll just grab this one. And now that's my stroke. I'm gonna use my stroke for a minute, and I'm gonna come grab my pen tool. I'm gonna think about where I want my wine to be filled, click and let go. And then I'm gonna come down here and click and drag, and don't worry about it being perfect yet. And then, because see how it wants to flip? I'm gonna click to get rid of that handle, come straight across, because it's sitting at the bottom of the glass. And then I'm gonna come up here and click and drag. And I'm purposely gonna leave it like that for a minute. And then notice, see how it wants to make like a little tsunami in there? I'm gonna click back on that anchor point so I can get a straight line across, and I'm gonna make a closed path. I'm gonna click on that anchor point, and now I have this kind of weird shape. But here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna get those handles, and I'm going to adjust it so that it's sitting, so it's just kind of touching the red line. Doesn't have to be perfect, because what we're gonna do, you're gonna see in a minute what we're gonna do, so you're gonna see why it doesn't need to be perfect. Now what I'm going to do is I'm gonna come over here, I'm gonna swap the fill and the stroke. And now I can go back if I don't think I got it perfect, like I think I'm gonna bring this in a little, and I can adjust it a little bit. Now I'm gonna take the black arrow, and this is the way, like when I was doing stuff for publishing and books and things like that, this is exactly how we would do these kind of things, this flat graphics like this. I'm gonna select that with the black arrow. I'm gonna go Object, Arrange, Send to Back. And if I had moved that photo, this wouldn't have worked. And voila, now we have wine sitting in a wine glass. And it looks like it's sitting in a wine glass on a boat and it's sloshing around. But if I want to fix it, all I have to do is go get the white arrow, click on an anchor point, and I can play around with it and I can adjust things. Okay? So that's how you make a wine glass and fill it with wine. Gives you a lot of cool practice with the pen tool. And I'm going to show you just a little bit more in this video so you have pretty much the gist of what we did in class today. I'm going to just make, I'm going to flip this, make a black line. And I'm going to make it a little thicker so you guys can see it a little better. And all I'm going to do is just make a straight black line. To make a straight line, I hold the shift key, click and let go, click and let go. And then I stop drawing. Okay. So there we have and of course we call this in computer world, we call this a stroke, not a line, coming from an art coming from a design background and a hand doing drafting by hand. I still interchange those words, but it's a stroke. So what I want to do is notice that this anchor point is not selected. Let me blow this up. really good so you guys can see it. This one is not selected, this one is. If I want to select both of them, here I deselected. If I want to select both of them, here neither one is selected, I could click on this one, hold my shift key, and click on this one. Now they're both selected, I can move the whole line. If I only want to move one end of the line, I click on that end, turns blue and I select it, and I can move that line around. If I want to move this one around, I click, and I can move this one around. All right, now that said, I want to show you how to use all these tools. The first one with the plus sign adds anchor points. So if I go in here to the middle, and here's what you got to do. If you click off the line, I'm going to kind of exaggerate, but if you don't hit the middle of that line, and sometimes what you got to do is blow up your drawing a little bit until you get good at it. I know sometimes I make it look easy because I can go into a small line and nail it, but that comes from years and years of practice, guys. You guys will get that good too by the end of the semester. You keep practicing, you're going to be able to do that. So blow it up if you have to. I'm going to, because if I click down a little bit, it's going to give me this kind of a message. So what I need to do is I need to get right on that blue line and voila, it works. So I added an anchor point. I'm going to add another one here. I'm going to add another one here. Then I'm going to go get my white arrow and I can actually move that. So that's the kind of trick to why we want to add anchor points, so we can actually do some adjustment. If I grab the delete anchor point with the minus side, I can delete that anchor point, this one, and this one. You'll find this will come in handy. You'll find when we're doing the cannon in the building, deleting anchor points sometimes could come in handy. The one thing I'll stress a lot when you guys are doing the cannon, the less anchor points, the better, because you get smoother lines. I learned something today. So I learned something new today when a student was asking me a question. So there was an anchor point here like this. And I bet you I can't get it to happen now. I got it to work where it had that curvature. There we go. So if you put an anchor point in and you put a little bit of a curve in it, it's going to give you that little blue dot. Remember how I showed you those little blue dots when we did something like this, when we used a shape, and how you could click one of those little blue dots and it would round off the curves? Well, this will do the same thing. So what I can do is I can bring this up. It won't work like this way. You only can bring it up. I can keep bringing this up and watch how it's smoothing out that anchor point. Instead of having one with a very sharp bend, it gives us a smoother bend. That is really cool. I just learned that today. This software is so powerful, and the fact that it's a subscription service, so they make upgrades to it, it just gives us so many more cool tools. It's really cool. Now, the last thing I want to show you is how to add handles. So we can take a line that isn't curved and make it curved. And we do that by using this very last tool right here. And we take that little arrowhead kind of thing and we click on an endpoint and we click on an anchor point and we drag, and it'll give us handles and a curve. I can even do it here. And I can even do it here. And so that gives us a little more flexibility to what we're drawing. I hope that helped, guys, because I don't really like videotaping the whole class. So what I tried to do on these things that are key, I go back and I videotape the key parts so that it really focuses directly on what you guys need to learn. So I hope this video helps. I hope you can use it to practice. I would practice between now and next class. Make sure you look at the schedule and do whatever is assigned for this week, okay? Don't put off those photos either. Make sure you get those photos done because the weather hasn't been the best. All right, guys, if you have any questions, you can always email me or come to my office hours. And I am going to shut this video down. Bye-bye.